You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, folks, it is 3 minutes after the hour, 11 o'clock, and we're looking at defining desires. And we're going to be joined on the line by Pastor Joseph in just a moment. But before we do, let us just quickly go into what we're going to be talking about, right? As I said, the main theme for this entire week literally has been dangerous desires. And we're going to be looking at, in our daily focus today, defining said desires, all right? A central aspect of the Christian life is the transformation of desires through the work of the Holy Spirit. As individuals grow in their faith, their desires are reshaped to reflect a closer alignment with God's will and character. Here's a deeper look at, you know, this important aspect in our Christian lives. So we're going to be looking at what is sanctification, the role of the Holy Spirit in the process of that sanctification. A possibility for the mind to be renewed, and how does that happen? How does growth in our faith and God increase, you know, our alliance to Him? And essentially, how does this transformation occur within our human desires into, you know, godly desires? We are going to be joined now in about like a minute by our fellow Pastor Joseph on the line. And as we wait for him to join us, and in fact, we are so fortunate because he has just joined us on the line. Hello, Pastor Joseph. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well. Good morning. Thank you. Sorry for the slight delay.
No stress, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us here on AWR.
Okay, thank you so much.
So as I was saying to our listeners here on Red Morning Empowerment, we're looking at the defining desires, right? Or rather defining desires right now, because the theme of the entire week is dangerous desires. And essentially coming to this aspect where our human desires are transformed into that which is aligned with what God would want or desire for our lives and how we can accomplish that. But to start off that conversation, I guess my first question would be, what is sanctification?
Okay, probably we can have a short prayer.
That would be lovely.
Thank you so much. Shall we pray? Our dear Lord, we are grateful you've given us an opportunity once again that we may be able to share one of the deep-seated topics that pertains to our daily struggles. And as we explore this lesson, you will guide our minds and our thoughts, that our deliberation will be that which will be helpful and empower and liberate somebody out there. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you so much. So what are we saying? What is sanctification? Sanctification, simply put, it simply means you are dealing with someone or something that has been set aside for holy use. This was a common practice in the Old Testament.
Right.
Okay. So this is, in short, we are simply looking at something that has been put aside for holy use.
And that is sanctification.
Yes.
So essentially looking at that, what is then the role of the Holy Spirit in the process of sanctifying a person or attaining said sanctification?
It is the responsibility, because you are dealing with having a change of mind, having a change of alignment of your thoughts.
Right.
And so the Holy Spirit, looking at our background, where we are coming from, we have been looking at desires and how these desires, whether negative or positive, how they affect us on a daily basis.
Mm.
So when somebody decides to walk with God, there is a change in perception. There is a change in priorities and things like that.
Mm.
And now, once you surrender your will to God, then the Holy Spirit will help you live in accordance with what God requires from you.
Right. And okay, so this journey is essentially like, once you take it, you start to align yourself in some way, form, or shape. Is it possible for one's mind to be completely renewed, say now they were never on this journey of sanctification, but can one go from the complete opposite of sanctification to becoming renewed? And how?
In fact, that is the goal.
Hmm.
It's a process. You know, once you have surrendered your life to God, it is believed or expected that you are supposed to be a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come. But this does not happen overnight.
Right.
You know, it's a process that takes time. It calls for discipline. It calls for commitment. Sometimes you try, sometimes you fail. Because you will need to cooperate with God. It's not that you're going to, you know, you're going to take a passive role. You are not going to take a passive role. You are going to take an active part. While the Spirit of God is helping you, you are also supposed to do your part, so that there is this, you know, a collaboration.
Mm.
And it is words of Paul where he says, work out your own salvation with fear and the trembling, you know? Yeah. So we need to be very careful that we may be able to draw a thin line, a fine line, to say you don't work yourself to salvation, but you must work around. The working around, this is now your part, where you agree to die daily, you agree to surrender daily to the will of God. Because God will not remote control you to say, don't go this side, don't do that, don't do that. That power of choice will definitely hinge on your shoulders.
Hmm.
So it is your responsibility.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. And essentially, once a person has taken up this responsibility, how does the growth in your faith in God increase your desire to align with His will more? Or is it just, it is essentially one of those things where it's easier, I mean, not easier said than done, it's just as you do it, you'll find that you are aligning yourself with God's will?
Yeah, no, like I said, like this issue of sanctification and growth, it's not a one-day thing. And the more you align yourself with God, you begin to have a different appetite. Yesterday, we were talking about the desires of lust, whereby Paul says it is better to marry than to burn. Now, Paul compares that deep-seated appetite to be boiling. You know, you feel this urge to sin, like it is completely overpowering you.
Right.
Yet today we are saying, when you have aligned yourself with God, when you have surrendered, you know, it becomes like this. Psalms 143, verse 5 and 6 says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that I have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you, because my soul thirsties for you like a parched land." Now, he is comparing his new life. David takes an account of how he has lived his life in the past. At some point, he had a burning desire for power. He had a burning desire for Bathsheba. He had all these. He wanted to conquer everything, you know. But then he said, hey, look, when I look back, I simply lift up my hands because my soul has no delight anymore in those things. Right. But he compares to himself to a land that is thirsty for water. And when the land that is thirsty for water begins to drink this conversations with God, you know, the soul just begins to have a different appetite for God, the desire. This idea again is repeated in Psalms 27, verse 4. He says, one thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So this is what really begins to happen when you are operating under the direction or the supervision of the Spirit of God. You begin to, the things you desired before, now that you're a new creation, you have no appetite.
Yeah.
And by the way, you will not even realize, you will not even realize that you are not patronizing the places you used to. And then it will be people will be asking, my friend, why are you not seen around those areas these days? It's been a while. And they'll be like, oh, really? Oh, we have not seen you in a long time. And, you know, people would even be saying, I think I have grown.
Right.
Because what this person is telling me, had it not been four or five years ago, I would have gone ballistic. I would have exploded. But, you know, I am more tolerant. I am more understanding. It's like I have been where this person is, but then I have grown by the grace of God to see things differently.
Right. And essentially, you know, what this shows or goes to show is that is ultimately when your life is aligned with that of, you know, Christian morals or their desires, your life becomes transformed. And as they say, like, by their fruits, you will know them. So how, you know, there's a lot of the times that it's very easy to go from something that's not far off from changing. For example, if you're like a person who likes oranges, it's not very hard to see yourself liking Narcis. But if you don't like bananas, for example, it's very interesting when we all of a sudden didn't see you being an orange. So how can we know that, you know, actually this person has been transformed and their desires are aligned with that of God?
Okay, I think I had momentarily lost you. I think I had a network challenge. May you please repeat your engagement?
No problem. I was just essentially asking, so, you know, there's a lot of the times where we see people that, or okay, maybe, you know, our focus should not necessarily be on people, but like a lot of the times is that maybe this conversation of transformation is much easier when you're not far off from what it is you want to transform yourself into. But the further you are from that transformation, the harder it may be for even those around you to believe that you've transformed into this thing. So the example I had given was saying how you like oranges. It's not very difficult for people to see you eating a Narcy. But if you only liked bananas your entire time and now all of a sudden you say that I really love oranges, how will we know that this person has really transformed? Or for the life of us, it's not necessarily our business. How do we know that we have really been transformed?
Okay, so this business of transformation, it is not, first of all, our responsibility. It is God's responsibility working in us,
right?
You know, and we actually need to be very patient. Like I mentioned, this work does not happen overnight.
Mm.
It takes, because you on your part, you try, fail, try, fail, try, fail. So at the point upon which probably you begin to see the results, to say, I'm living this life, or people around you to begin to notice some changes.
Right.
It could depend from person to person and how far you probably had you had fallen short of that glory, you know. So my take would be that usually I advise young people, because I'm always, you know, most of the times I'm always dealing with young people. I always tell them, don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry, because we are in this. It's a battle. It's a warfare.
Right.
So you are fighting daily. You know, there are sometimes you baptize this person, and then within a month they want to become a vegetarian, they want to sing in the choir, they want to be all you will burn out. You know? This is not like a 100 meters race where you are going to run and sprint like that. You know, you take your time.
Right.
You move one day at a time, you know. Finding yourself where there are believers who will inspire you, people who help you grow, you know, you begin to align yourself in such kind of an environment, because by beholding, you become changed. By associating yourself with good morals, you will be inspired to do what those, your mentors are desiring you. And so for me, that is the way to go. Like, you pray daily, you read your Bible daily, because these are the weapons that will help you to safeguard those fiery darts from the evil one. Because remember, you once belonged to the evil one, and he knows your weaknesses. And so you will not have it let go. He knows those things that easily beset your foot. So you will bring up temptations around your way, so that you could stumble and fall. And for sure, people would stumble. But it's not a matter of when you stumble, you sit down. But you need to rise again by the grace of God, so that you keep on this upward way.
Well, I think that is self-explanatory. And I think there's not much that we need to digress a lot more further on. If there are any final words that you'd like to say to our listeners based on transformation, I think it was lovely summarized in that last question, but if there are any final words that you might have, this will be the time, Pastor Joseph.
Okay, thank you so much. Otherwise, I would like to just read this scripture, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. And it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. So if I was to be a wise man and make a wise decision, I would go for something that lasts forever. And it is to be a friend of God and be in a relationship with God. Anything else is pleasurable now, but leading to destruction tomorrow. And it will be long gone and you'll be history. I think that is probably how I would wrap up.
Well, thank you, Pastor Joseph, for joining us on the line. It was honestly a beautiful conversation, very short, sweet, and to the point. But we're able to get into that conversation of transformation and how we'll be able to, you know, get that sanctification once we have that relationship with God. But thank you so much for joining us on the line, Pastor Joseph, and we hope that you have a beautiful day. And Zanele will continue this conversation with you throughout the rest of the week.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Now, that was Pastor Joseph joining us on the line. And right now, we're going to be going into a quick interval before we go into our devotion for today. Stay tuned to AWR powered by SID Media. This is your girl, Kundura Ringani, here on Mid-Morning Empowerment, standing in for Zanele Zama. Right now, we're going to go straight into that break. And when we come back, we'll be having our devotion. Do not go anywhere. this show is almost coming to an end. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.